Call Arts Entertainment Journalism students acknowledge and pay respect to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nation on whose unceded lands Call Arts stands. We respectfully acknowledge their ancestors and elders, past, present and emerging. Trigger warning for mental health and drug use.
Hi, you're listening to Chronically Online. I'm Elke.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Ella.
This is a podcast of people who don't touch grass. For today's episode, we're going to delve into the world of pop music, politics, and how they influence each other, for better or for worse.
Okay, guys, so unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you guys have heard about Bratsummer.
Indeed.
Too much.
Exactly. So the phrase was birthed by the release of Charlie XCX's newest sixth studio album, Brat. Mm. The rise of Bratsummer also just happened to take place during the beginning of the US election. More specifically, after Joe Biden announced that he would be stepping down and endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris, instead.
Yeah.
In a strange chain of events that began with Charlie tweeting, "Kamala is Brat," on the 21st of July, Kamala Harris became unanimous with Brat and Bratsummer. And now this has been going viral all over TikTok, and what came out of this was a viral sound that I'm sure you guys have all heard before.
That's everywhere.
I know, and it's crazy.
So tired of it.
I don't know whose idea it was to combine Kamala Harris's voice and Charlie XCX's music, but you know what? I'm here for it.
Sure.
It worked.
Exactly. And the thing is that the Harris campaign actually decided to take advantage of this social media frenzy. Like, it became so big that CNN had this to say about it back in July.
Kamala Harris appears to be leaning into this. The singer, Charlie XCX, tweeted last night, "Kamala is Brat." And this is in reference to her album. It's called Brat. Kamala has branded her Kamala HQ Twitter page with the same aesthetic.
And so after this entire frenzy, Harris actually amassed more than 4.3 million TikTok followers and over 25 million likes on her videos, which is pretty crazy.
That's insane. Mm.
And this helped her incredibly with young voters. According to Women's Wear Daily, the Brat rebrand earned Harris a total of 15.9 million in media impact value. And especially since most young people are finding their news and sourcing it on things like TikTok and Instagram, it's actually really powerful to use this.
Yeah.
But this also isn't the first time that we've seen politicians doing this. Because if we go back to 2008 with Obama and his 2008 and 2012 election, he used references to TV shows and speeches, and he used his celebrity connections, as well as like being really avid on social media platforms to connect with the Gen Z and young voters.
Okay.
And Hillary Clinton did it with a 2016 Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go to the polls.
So bad.
Which was weird because at the time, I remember that being so cringy. Yet for some reason, everyone is super on board with this whole Kamala Brat thing.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't expect. But I mean, like, if that's what they're going to do, I mean, do it.
Yeah. I was going to say as well, Obama still kind of leans into like...
Exactly.
What's the word?
Like the young voters.
Seeming
and like,
cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They all want to seem cool to the younger people.
Summer playlist where he puts like popular songs with kids and stuff.
Exactly.
Also, on the other hand, because Charlie's been,
she's like been endorsing
a little bit. That's the word, sorry. Endorsing Kamala, like completely. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, we've got Chapel Roan, who's another pop girly, who is going to vote for Kamala, but she's not endorsing her.
Yeah.
Her vote is like very reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
She did an interview with The Guardian on the 20th of September. Amongst other topics, she was talking about how she believes there's problems on both sides of the American government. Mm-hmm. And people read this interview and just basically lost their minds. Like, the whole internet thought she was coming out as, like, a centrist. She was undecided. She wasn't going to vote. And she had to go on TikTok, like, 6 days later on the 26th and clarify what she meant. She was going to vote for Harris is what she said, but she's not happy about it. It's a very reluctant vote, like I said before, because Kamala's been very vocal about supporting Israel.
Yes.
And Chapel is all for Palestine. So
exactly.
Here's a clip from the TikTok.
So, yeah, I'm voting for fucking Kamala. But I'm not settling for what has been offered because that's questionable.
So, like I said, not very happy.
No, she does not seem like she wants to be talking about that.
So she's completely against Donald Trump, but she's just very wary about what Kamala is standing for.
But I also kind of like understand where she's coming from because it's like, why are we going to pop girlies for political information?
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Absolutely.
We have to use celebrities to
like, gauge your own opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
You're listening to Chronically Online with Elke, Jamie and Ella, where today we are talking about all things pop culture and the cycle of trends. Now, going off of what you were saying, Elke, with all these pop girlies with their opinions and stuff,
yeah,
we need to get into Taylor Swift because she's like the biggest one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everyone listens to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was trying to remember the date, sorry. She made a post on the 11th about her support for Kamala because she was kind of pressured into doing it.
Yeah, I remember everyone just waiting to see what she had to say. Yeah. And then eventually she had come out with it. But
again, with like the Israeli-Palestine conflict, I'll call it, everyone's waiting for her to put her word out on that. She hasn't yet. I say, yeah, I don't know if she's ever going to do it.
It's just another way that people just want celebrities to talk on things, which I don't really think that they
need someone to
like,
decide
they don't
for
know
them.
Enough. Like, I don't want to hear from them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. We need to be looking at actual outlets and stuff, not what's coming out of Taylor Swift's mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're good for music. They're good for acting. I don't think they're good for politics. That's why they're not in politics.
Yeah. Yep. I think we'll keep it that way.
Going off of all these pop girlies, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got Charlie. Yep. We've got Chapel. Pop's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and yeah.
So many people have been talking about this era of pop where it was just a drought. Mm-hmm. It was one-hit wonders everywhere. It's like
it was
we went
sad
back to
music,
the 80s.
Too. It was, I don't know what was going on with it.
It was just top 40 stuff with an artist that you've heard maybe one other song from a few years ago. There was no one consistent on there, really, except for, like, you know, obviously Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with the rise of Charlie XCX coming back, Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
We're seeing pop come back.
For sure.
And that is what people are calling recession pop. Mm-hmm. And we've had a recession pop era. That was like 2008, 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kesha, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, all of those artists. And we're actually seeing Katy Perry and Kesha come back to the forefront. Katy Perry played the AFL Grand Final. And
surprisingly.
Kesha's been listed for the Australian Open?
I know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, honestly.
I thought they were long gone, but they're back.
Mm.
And what we see with that is a style coming back. We're seeing indie sleaze come back. It's a popular fashion and music subculture that's popular like 2006, 2012.
Yeah.
But this is because of the politics. And this is because of everything that's going on in our economy. Like this economic recession has led us to go for more affordable fashion. And It's insane. Body image has come back.
Yeah, in a big way.
People are dissolving their lip fillers and getting rid of their BBLs.
Yeah, true.
And we're going back to this skeletal, cocaine chic look. It's driving me insane.
No.
So with bringing back all this subculture, I'm left wondering, are we going back for nostalgia or are we going back because it's just like an endless cycle? Yeah.
Great to have the music back. Not so great to have the other things.
No, exactly. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see with that one. But thanks again so much for joining us today, guys. You can follow us at Chronically Online Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And make sure you tune in next week to hear us talk about Sabrina Carpenter's new Short and Sweet tour. And is that a wig?